Welcome to Ever Beyond on Free Thinking Radio. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond. Call in on 646-649-0866. That's 646-649-0866.
All right, there we go. I just realized I played that on entire track and only I could hear it. So here we go. Take two.
Welcome to Ever Beyond on Free Thinking Radio. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond. Call in on 646-649-0866. That's 646-649-0866.
Hello there, and welcome to Ever Beyond. Don't call on that telephone number because that won't get you through to me, but you're probably listening on the computer and you can get hold of me on Skype, and I'm jeremy.perron. I think you can also search for Prometheus or JP. Yes, welcome to Ever Beyond. And yes, it's not trying to sabotage myself, it's just incompetence. It's great. This afternoon... It's very interesting times, and I know there's an old Chinese curse saying, may you live in interesting times, but we certainly live in the most interesting times that I've certainly experienced in lifetime. I have no idea if I've had any more interesting other lives, but so it goes. So what I'd like to talk about is essentially the ongoing conversation that I've been having with the universe and that everybody else seems to be having at the same time. It's just the kind of thing that everybody's been experiencing this route. So, first of all, I would like to invite people to call in just share with me what's been going on for them, because I've had the ongoing conversation all day with the people that I've seen who, you know, who have popped over for tea or something at Sunday afternoon here, and that I've seen in the shops recently, and, you know, you have a conversation in the supermarket like I do. Anyway, so it's always good to keep the conversation going, because every conversation that you have with somebody gives you a little bit extra insight into what is going on in the world. How is it going to affect me? Is it going to hurt? Can I eat it? Is this going to nourish me or is this going to diminish me? And if you could, all right, most astonishing. So, David, would you like to call in? I don't know if you. I hope you're listening. Hang on. Let me just. Would you like to call in? So, but a lot. Let me just talk about the topics that have come up this week, because it seems that every day has a different topic, but there is the same topic that runs through all conversations with all the different people, every day. And So yesterday was a day of feeling quite excited about being here now. It feels like there's a sense of anticipation as to something big and something good is going to happen. And at the same time, other people at other times feel that something big and something terrible is going to happen. Now, it certainly seems when you look at the news that something big and something terrible is happening. Dave just wants to listen. All right. Okay. So it would be... It'd be interesting for everybody to reflect what are the conversations about. Certainly in my experience, there's been an experience of something coming up from the past that in the past you wouldn't have been able to handle. But as of now, you're absolutely able to handle it in a very adult way and in a very matter-of-fact way. There's no terror around it, there's no drama around it, it just is as it is, and you deal with it and it goes away. And I think there's this is part of the ongoing conversation that people are having. This is what is going on. They're dealing with parts of the past that they previously couldn't handle, couldn't deal with. So it's a very positive time, and it feels like a time of a preparation. Perhaps everybody's getting ready to go to the party. That's more like it. So in some way there's a kind of celebration so that something is over. And it may be soon that we'll start to see the end of the troubles. Because we've had a lot of trouble. I don't think the troubles are quite over yet. And there's certainly a lot of earthquakes going on. There's certainly a lot of madness going on. Or it seems to be. There is a small but very solid group of people who believe that what we're seeing in the world is not the result of natural occurrence, but is actually something that is manipulated from behind the scenes. And people are being caused to go mad or appear to go mad, or they've been prepared certain laboratories to go mad at certain triggers. We've all seen it. We've all seen NLP. We've all seen programming. We've all seen MKUltra experiments. This is the time that they've been programmed for. There's so much that is going on that it feels like we're being overwhelmed, like we're being drowned, like there's a like we're being waterboarded, really. And so they keep pouring on until we feel like we're going to drown. You say, stop, 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 we'll do whatever you want. So have we capitulated, or have we said, well, if you're resorting to such desperate measures, that must mean that we're winning. So we keep doing what we're doing. And I've certainly found that I'm less and less inclined to help them in their self-destruction than to step outside of their reality and create my own reality and create my own world in which to live in that doesn't include the violence and the intimidation and that other word that begins with in. Anyway, whatever it is that is insidious. No, all right. Sorry, I'll just to stop this energy, to move away from it and allow it to die and wither and not feed it anymore, eventually it will implode on itself through lack of energy. It's just like an attention seeker. You know, you stop giving them attention, then they eventually they'll learn and they'll have a hard time. But that's what they needed to do. And so that brings me along to the class of cruel to be kind. Sometimes we just have to say things as they are. Sometimes we have to just lay out our truth out there, because it's too late to pussyfoot around. It's too late to it's too late to do any more sort of in-depth learning, really. We're getting to the point when we need to use the knowledge, whatever knowledge we've managed to gain in the period of time. So, it's on Skype, Dave. Just call me. I can patch you in. So yes, the ongoing conversation of the moment, dealing with past things, stuff coming up, dreams. People have been having some quite intense dreams. I had a brilliant one the other week. I was walking around the town and I looked up and there was a UFO in the town, and on the side of the UFO was written in big letters, balance. So I typed that into Facebook and got a few responses. Interestingly, yeah, some people said, oh, check your bank balance. That was the last thing on my mind. But that was an interesting take on it. There's supposed to be a big dream that people are going to be having. And perhaps it's a dimensional intrusion. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's something that Cliff Hyer, the webbot, has been talking about. Yeah. Oh, maybe we should talk a bit of the webbot. I love the webbot things. Let me just bring that the report back up. So I was reading it earlier on. The latest webbot report. It's if you don't have any money, it's really cheap. It's $10, and if you don't have any money, he'll give you one if you write to him. He's very kind. Although it's quite hardcore reading, it's a very interesting thing. Yeah, one of the things that he's been talking about is the idea that new rivers will form from water that is seeping up from under the ground, and which also might be something to do with the sinkholes, possibly. That's an interesting thing. He was talking about weather, which would become, instead of having four seasons like we have, you know, that it would instantly go from very cold winter to a very hot summer. And it would be, you know, a very much more extreme kind of weather pattern. That's something he was saying. The rains will just rain and rain and rain and rain and rain and draw away the topsoil, and the sun will bake the topsoil hard instantly, and things won't be able to grow, so that it'll cause problems with the food and everything like that. Yeah, cheerful stuff. Doom porn. Doom porn. I like doom porn. It's a great sound. So where are we talking about? Yeah, it says get a boat. Geese and animals coming in the wrong place. What have I got? Okay, here comes Dave. Alright, where? Yes, can't see you yet. Can't hear you. Where is the mystical wolfman? Oh, contact request. Hello, Dave.
Hello, JP.
Yes. There we go. So I'm just blocking Diane Garcia 67854, who, you know, spipes, Skype spammers. Yes. All right. Do you want to turn off your speaker? Yeah. So, how is your ongoing conversation with universe?
It has been most interesting. It has been mostly medical this week with me.
Yes. It's been And has it been like the same? There's an experience of going through the same thing that you've been through. Mm.
And she has information that where in previous lives I've had both legs cut off above and below the knees.
Uh-huh.
And she says that's part of the problem that I'm facing now.
Mm.
I only have blood clots in my right leg. I've had 4 operations on the right leg and 1 on the left. The 1 on the left is working fine. The stents, a little bit of plaque buildup, but that's going to be taken care of too by the supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm doing is I'm treating the cause, not the symptom. And every medical doctor out there has been trained to not find the cause, but to treat the symptom with the medication that they want to give you, which is detrimental to your health.
It's a poison, yeah. They're trying to poison one part of you, so it tricks itself into, yeah. So,
I'm taking 5 all-natural supplements, and hopefully by Tuesday it'll be 6. But I'm working on my circulation. 5 weeks ago I had virtually no blood pressure in my foot from the main arteries.
Yeah, it was turning a horrible color as well, wasn't it?
It was turning white.
Hmm. It's a good, yeah.
Mhm. Is a lot less sensitive now than it was a week ago.
Mhm.
Each week it gets better and better and better.
Right. Oh, of course. Yes, hang on a second. Dave, I apologize greatly, but I was slightly distracted and I didn't patch you in. So, welcome on my program, Dave Corso.
Well, thank you. Now that you have me up where people can hear me.
There we go. And there's Arista. Yeah, thank you very much, Aris. Oh, dear. You know, I get it right for everybody else, but just for my own shows, I'm always doing stuff. Like I did the same thing last week. It's terrible. Anyway, welcome, Dave. So,
thank you.
So, having expressed to yourself on one level, right? If we take that up to the next level, if you were in a dream, for instance, and you were experiencing these things, these symptoms, these activities in your life, and this was a dream, how would you interpret that dream?
That I wasn't doing everything that I was supposed to be doing.
That would be what?
Yes.
How would that be? How would that manifest?
That's an interesting question. Let me think about that for a minute. Mm-hmm. If I had a dream and I was experiencing in that dream the same things I'm experiencing now in the awake world,
yeah.
I would probably tell my body to get on with the natural supplements and quit horsing around and get this thing straightened out.
Yeah.
99.9% of any healing takes place between the ears in your brain.
That's right.
Before it manifests itself physically.
Because it's vibration. It's your brain. You know, this is what we've discovered in the conversation with Shari, that it's your brain that is in charge of all the body functions, including the healing ones. And sometimes it's telling us in its own way what's wrong with us, but that's what symptoms are. But it's like you can't understand your dog unless you understand how dogs work. You know, you have to.
And I understand my dogs pretty well.
Exactly. So you would need to. How do you understand, or in your dreams, you get these energies where you're your body tells you things. You know, sometimes people like dream about a roundabout and they can't get through one of the exits of the roundabout and they've got like a blocked pyloric sphincter or something like that, you know. That there's some kind of metaphor that's going on. So
that's a very interesting analogy to what's going on in the world.
Hmm.
Those of us who are awake and aware, we see the massive sheeples out there who are going in a roundabout that doesn't have any openings.
Hmm.
Think if you think about it in that respect, suddenly things start to make sense.
So how does your experience fit in with that then?
Oh, I just simply make an opening and go through it.
Right. And that's what your bloodstream needs to do in your leg, isn't it?
It's exactly what it's doing. It is, the brain is telling the supplements, you can work there. And they're doing it slowly, and that's okay, because my foot is a lot less sensitive now than it was last week.
Yeah.
And each week I see an improvement.
Amazing.
Like I'm sitting here now in my shop with just a pair of flip-flops on, and my foot is warm. It's as warm as my left foot.
Mm.
So I know it's working. And I had a call, 2 weeks ago from a doctor out at Loma Linda VA Hospital named Susan Potter, who's a sweetheart. She really tries to do her job correctly. And she says, well, we want to bring you out here and do an angiogram. I said, you're looking at what was. You need to look now at what is. Things have changed for the better. She said, what do you mean? I said, I have more blood flow down there to my foot and ankle, my foot. So they did an ultrasound on both legs last Tuesday, and I got a CD that has the actual images on it, and I got it, went down, had to go down the next day. And with a good friend of mine who's a retired Marine Corps Master Sergeant named Wayne, and we had lunch and went over and picked back. It was interesting, in that analysis by the doctor, by the radiologist, he didn't see any blood flow. But then how do you explain the fact that the blood pressure on the right ankle was 80 over 67?
And what's on the left?
It was 120 over something.
Right, so that means
120 over 76, I believe, as I recall.
Right. So it's a little under air pressure.
Yeah,
it's about 4/5. But it's there's pressure there. Yeah, you know, it's pressurizing.
Yes, and, right. And my foot feels good.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Self-repairing super soldier.
Let's talk about our show yesterday.
What a show, Gwen Caldwell.
Oh, and she's going to be on here at. I don't know. I got to look.
Oh, she's on a different show station, isn't she? Who's she on with?
Yep. Just a minute, I'll bring it up and I'll tell you.
Yes, for those who missed Dave's show, do go to the everbeyond.info archive page, which you can download the archive from Dave Corso's show last night, Pig 2. Which is Project Information Generation 2 on Free Thinking Radio. We have...
she'll be on in about 37 minutes.
37 minutes, right. Okay, that's good. So, she was talking about Colonel House. And that's, you see, that's always the thing that I'm interested in. I'm interested in the turning point, the crossroads, the moment. And it was the moment when Colonel House spoke to Woodrow Wilson and convinced him with his fine rhetoric and his Jesuit training that we should go rogue, basically. And I found that the most interesting part of that. And what do you know anything about the Jesuits?
Do I? Yeah, I was raised Catholic till I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought they were a bunch of scumbags.
The black robes, they call them, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Who always go on how nice they are and how good they are. And sometimes you believe that propaganda. Oh, yes, it's great. But have you noticed that all the criminals of the last few years, the politicians, have all eventually become Catholic?
Isn't that interesting?
Do you know why?
Tell me why.
So they can get an account at the Vatican Bank.
Ah.
Your Barack Hussein Obama has an account in that name with the Catholic Vatican Bank. $2 billion. As much as...
He's about change, all right.
Yeah, it's loose change, yeah. Spare change. Yeah.
Like he was I understand one day he was complaining about Michelle to his wife. He didn't know what to do. She says, "Listen, Barack, I don't care what you do, but don't screw it up for me."
Yeah, sees the power in the relationship. So, there are all these things going on. Yeah, what else is going on in the world? Harris,
going on? There was an interesting link that Roger put up yesterday about that volcanic plume in Southern California.
I haven't heard that one. A volcanic plume in Southern California at the same time as all these earthquakes are going on. Did you see that one from Dutch Sense? Which is... it wasn't Dutch Sense, but it was one of those YouTube guys. And he played the thing of the last earthquakes in the 7 days. And you know that sort of animated planet thing that shows all the earthquakes? Have you seen that one?
Yes.
It's just mental. It's just like there's so many rings, they're uncountable, that are existing around the Pacific Rim. So what that's saying to me is that the Earth is expanding and the Pacific Ring is pushing itself outwards. There's pressure
that building makes up sense.
On the outside, and that's why there's pressure building up on the fault lines. And what's going to happen is that the land moves, you know, it makes room. It's the Earth is getting bigger, so we're stretching away. But what that means is because the plate is hardened, it's not flexible at all.
It's going to break.
It breaks apart, but one side goes down. It appears to be subduction, but it's because of its curvature. Trying to get a smaller... Imagine dipping a balloon into water, into paint, and letting the paint dry, and then blowing the balloon up further. The pieces crack and they come apart, but they're still the same original shape, so they wrinkle in the middle. And that's what mountain ranges are. You know, it's trying to accommodate the same curvature on a larger sphere, which has got a more shallow curvature. And so the edges will push down the way. And that's what's happening in Japan. That's what's going on underneath Japan. And Japan is being pulled down by the forces that are pushing the plate next to it down. That's why it's flooding. So we have a very large plate, which is the Pacific plate, and it's very thin because it's mostly new land, or new seabed. So that might crack in the middle as well. Yeah,
it's gonna be, you know, this is a very interesting time.
Oh yeah,
and for the majority of the people, particularly the males in this country, they're watching sports or auto racing and drinking beer.
Yep.
They could care less about what goes on as long as it doesn't affect them directly. But if they can't see what's happening, There's no waking them up until it's too late.
Yep. Yep. The other thing is, I've been pretty broke for the last week or so, and I've basically been living like a survivor because I'm living on my stored food, and it's quite interesting to actually do that to see, well, if the SHTF, then if the shift hits the fan, the energy is that I could survive, you know. It wouldn't be, you know, a great life of much choice, but there would be things to do, stuff to eat, you know.
That's true. I could get my house, get my I got part of my desk cleaned up.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've got a plan now, and I'm working on it bit by bit, but I got another computer here I got to rebuild for one of my clients tomorrow after doing 3 service calls.
How many months of food have you got for the dogs and the horses?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah.
I just haven't had the money to buy the food for them.
Yeah. Suppose you could always set them on the postman if they get really hungry. they may run out of postmen to send you. You only have one a week.
Well, I have a plan I put together that in case things go bad, I can take care of them.
Hmm. Yeah, because a lot of people are talking about, you know, preparing for their families, but when you've got animals, there's quite a lot of things you need to think through, eh?
Yeah. I have on supplements. I have four on canned dog food so they can get their supplements. If you have four on canned dog food so they can get their supplements, and then two of those need to eat canned dog food because they don't have any teeth except their lower front fangs.
Oh. Low girls. Oh.
Hang on, man. Let me go see what they're barking about. I'll be right back.
Okay. So.
Way to work.
So, anyway, I'll just mute that until Dave comes back and talking to his dogs there. So we have the interesting times around us at the moment, and they certainly are. We're seeing a lot of very new things. I mean, one of the great things that I've been seeing recently is all the things that we've been told are not true. You know, and it might turn out that everything that we've been told is not true. You know, the sun might not be hot. There might be a surface on the sun where people are living. There might be air in space. It might be breathable. The moon might be a spaceship. Stuff like that. The moon might be closer than we think. That there may be a hollow inside to our planet. We have many things. There's many things that could be true, but the large questions are being or coming to an answer. Here's Dave. So,
hello, Dave. Way to work.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I know.
We're here on the air with with Dave Corso, and you've just come back from looking after the dogs.
Yeah, so, because my son just came through the front door to pick up some things he needed for take to work with him.
Oh, that's very good. So, preparedness. Yeah, so I've been living on my preparedness stores, and I managed to live quite a few days before I got completely bored with something, and then, well, I was eating rice and vegetables, and I had this feeling.
That's good for you, though.
Yeah, I thought I was just going to clean out my liver for a few days, And I haven't had any headaches since then, so that might be quite a good thing.
That's good, because what they're doing, they're providing supplements and nutrition that your brain needs.
Yeah.
People get headaches. I'm convinced people get a headache because of things that's going on in their body they don't want to talk about.
Sometimes, yeah, it's due to certain muscle tensions. It's like, don't do that, don't say that. You know how sometimes, you know, you get a wife who'll kick the husband, don't do that. And there's this kind of action of clenching the teeth. And I think we all do that. You know, I want the world to change, and there's a kind of tension you build up in your body that is completely unnecessary. It makes no difference to the universe whether you're tense or not. It's still not going to happen.
I rarely ever get a headache.
Well, I had a bike accident that damaged my liver, and migraines are a lot to do with the liver, and so that's why I was kind to my liver. I know a lot of people think that the liver is evil and must be destroyed.
But, the liver is the only organ in the body that can rebuild itself.
That's right. Hence Prometheus. You know the story of Prometheus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about that this afternoon. The story of Prometheus is that he was kind to the humans, or so he thought. He gave them fire so that they could be warm in the night when it's cold, and could extend them. And it would, you know, fire. Look what fire has done for us. It's something that is so necessary. You know, everything that we do is reliant on some kind of fire. I suppose that's what the Rockefellers are. The Rockefellers are the lords of fire. They sell oil, you know, and petrol and gasoline.
And nuclear power plants.
That's the Rothschilds, isn't it?
No, it's the Rockefellers.
Uh-huh.
Here in this country.
But the they have the stranglehold on fire. You know, if you have fire, then you don't need them. Isn't that interesting? If you have fire, you don't need the gods.
What's interesting about the Rockefellers, too, is when you take a look at some of the things they're doing around the world, like they're also pushing fluoridation of water.
Mm.
Now, where did fluoridation of water come from? Well, it came from World War II when the Germans, I'm not going to call them Nazis, when the Germans put fluoride in the water in the concentration camps.
That's right.
To keep their prisoners
docile.
Actually, they kept them docile.
That's what I said, docile. But you said docile. Well, you say docile, and I say docile. You say potato, and I say potato.
Something like that.
Potato, tomato. Anyway, meanwhile, yes, so the Rockefellers are up to poisoning us in a general sense, and in very specific senses as well, by, you know, making us drugs that they charge us vast amounts of money for, that actually kill us more.
Unfortunately is true.
Which for a parasite is really bad maneuver, you know. You think about it, you know, it's normally a good idea that the parasite lets the host live so that the host can provide more in the future. It's not a very nice parasite that kills.
But they don't do it that way.
Yeah. They're like the wasp that lays its eggs in the beetles or something. What is it? Lays eggs in a worm of some kind, and then the worm, you know, the worm's body is eaten up by the grubs when it hatches. Yeah. Anyway, meanwhile, that's a natural. There are lots of examples of natural behaviors that can be applied to the world. You know, the way that, you know, you might want to say, like, the bankers act in a way like a parasite of some kind or predator of some kind. There's ways of reflecting nature onto our world to solve the problems that we have because of the way we've been thinking is against the way that nature would work.
Mother Nature is an amazing, amazing invention.
You said it's an invention?
Yeah, why not?
Uh-huh. It's the rules of the program, isn't it?
Exactly.
The parameters of the software. And it's an energy that finds its way. It'll always do what it does, and it'll make diversity. There's an opposite force that is like a mental thing that goes towards conformity. But really what we need is diversity, which is natural, but unity in thought. So diversity of expression and unity in the source, the cause of it, the causal energy. So have you had any dreams, Davey?
I rarely have a dream I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my counselor one time, why don't I remember dreams? She said, because you're fighting battles you fought previously, and if you ever lose one of those, you don't wake up. I said, oh, that makes sense.
Wow. So you're winning them all the time?
Apparently.
Well, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Mm. Just checking it out. Well, you want to listen to Gwen's show, don't you? Can you post her a thing in the chat room there, Dave?
I will. Just a second, let me find it. I got it right here. And she has a chat room there as well.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's great.
Yeah, she comes on in 17 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay, so we have a new arrival here. I don't know where they are. Can't see them. Not in the little, on the little globe. But yes, the conversation. This is because, you know, I'm walking around in town and meeting people, and they always seem to be expressing the same kind of energies that are coming out, you know, the same kind of needs, the need to be safe, the need to be cared for. But there's always a kind of archetypal energy that runs through the day. And it's different every day. Do you get that? I mean, do you see many people in your... do they come to your shop?
Oh, they come to the house now and then.
So...
Yeah, I'm doing maintenance. I did maintenance on this computer, and I still can't find a YouTube downloader that I like.
Mm.
That yeah. works the way I want it to. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't post that. Yeah. There.
There we go. Orion Talk Radio. That's great. So, yeah, she should be a very interesting listen. We've also got Muggsy coming up at 7 o'clock PST. Is that right?
Yep.
Your time? Do you know who she's got on this week?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
But we got to do something with the Free Thinking Radio website.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll talk about that off the air.
Yes. Hello, Sassy Frass.
Yes, there you go.
Sassy. My Jack Russell.
Sassy is the Jack Russell, yeah.
So she walks around to make sure I haven't moved anything.
That's good.
Here's a 15-year-old lady, huh? The alpha female of the pack. All 15 pounds of her.
Bless her heart. So, I think I'll finish the show early this week, and I'll let you get to your next show along, Dave.
No, all I gotta do is turn up the speakers.
Good. I'm gonna come out with a bit of Janis Joplin. It's been one of the songs this week. Learning is a piece of my heart, and also, you know, R.I.P. Amy Winehouse.
Interesting way she died.
Well, you know, there's a big thing about that, isn't there? About
yes,
rock
there
stars
is.
Who die at the age of 27 in particular ways. And there's memes. Yeah, let's talk about memes for a second. You know the meme I'm talking about, which is, oh, rock stars, they all die from drug overdoses, from drugs. You know?
Yes.
So, what do you think about Amy Winehouse?
I think she had served her useful purpose and was taken out, if you want to know my personal
mm-hmm. Oh, now we're getting conversation cutting. Interesting.
But she was a brilliant songwriter when she was writing.
Mm.
But she always wrote about her past life.
Mm.
I read an interesting article on her yesterday, and it talked about entertainers who had singers in particular who had died in the ages of like 30 to 25.
Yeah, or Club 27 as they call it.
Yep.
Yeah, Paul McCartney, Jimi Hendrix.
He wasn't even mentioned.
No, they wouldn't mention him because they don't believe he's dead. There's been such a good, the cover-up was so good that people don't believe he's dead. In fact, I think I've discovered that he's actually been going and altering information that is available on the web, like album covers, for instance, that have been...
Has Sherry ever come back to you yet?
I supplied her with the data only a couple of days ago when I got around to it. So,
okay.
The jury is still out as far as the sound is concerned, but we... You know, it's possible that he's gone out and re-recorded all of the, you know, that he's actually placed himself into history.
Hmm.
But what you need to do is to take somebody who's got an original 1965 vinyl copy of with the Beatles and compare that photograph with the one that's on the.
I have about 400 albums. I'll have to look through and see if I have any
early Beatles albums. In fact. Yeah, just particularly the one that is in the middle of Magical Mystery Tour, I think it is. And it's very unlike Paul McCartney. I can't remember. Is it Magical Mystery Tour? Anyway, so got a gatefold album, and in the middle of the album, great big picture, and they're sort of sitting in the roof of the car, one of these convertible roofs, and they're sticking out the roof of the car. And the Bill is wearing a tank top, really cheesy looking clothes, really awful looking, and it looks completely unlike Paul McCartney.
Hmm.
Fall. So there you go. Yeah, that was, so the memes. Oh yeah, poor Amy. Bless her heart. I mean, she was I knew her uncle. He was Jack Winehouse, the jeweler. I used to go to the synagogue with him. And he was a nice fellow. Liked him. And she's got some good company. Her uncle's there. She'll be all right. Bless her heart. Yeah. So she's kind of like the Nina Simone of our times, isn't she?
Yeah. That's a good analogy.
Mm. Is that same kind of energy? It's an intense experience. And
it's interesting you stop to think about Lady Gaga. People that were in her past are now being found dead.
Mm. Really? Tell me more. I don't follow this.
I read something about it, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but there's a big hassle going on between her and one of her, another singer's mother, who, a female singer who died, which she says that Lady Gaga has stolen her, took the song from her and stole her persona.
Ah, that's, this is, something's coming back to me now. Keep going, this is a very interesting story.
Yeah. I don't remember much more than that.
Could it be something more to do with that she's part of a program that...
Oh, yeah.
...has used the poor dead girl. She was part of the program earlier as well, and they just applied the same in technologies to her.
Well, my clocks are back to within being within 30 seconds of each other, and I haven't changed anything, but they were a minute off before.
All right. Nine, time server. 10 to midnight.
Yeah.
GMT. Midnight GMT.
It's 11:51 where you are.
Yeah. GMT, it's 1 o'clock. It's midnight. You know, 10 to 1 GMT.
8 hours difference in Zulu. What we have.
Zulu, as you military men know about it. Cool.
Yeah.
So, yes, the meme of the rock star. Yeah, I'm into looking at these memes because they're essentially, they're like mind control patterns. And they're endemic, and they've been going for a long time, you know, because that's what the Catholic Church, the whole creed thing, you know, pummeled into
our minds. Tell me about the creed.
We believe this, we believe that. We don't know it, we just believe it. And if we don't believe it, we get beaten up, so I better believe it, you know. What a great spirituality that is. Don't get me started about the Catholics.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Anyways, JP, thank you so much for having me on your show today.
That's all right, Dave. Nice to speak to you, and thank you for coming on. I'll continue my conversation. I'll probably finish at the top of the hour, so there's about 8 minutes to go.
Yeah, because I'm going to listen to Gwen.
Okay, take care of yourself, Dave. Thank you for coming.
You too, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Boink. So there's Dave. And that was a slice of his life. I wonder if anybody's here that might want to talk. I do like to talk to people. It just seems to be me and Dave. Oh well. So I'll be finishing this and I'll put it on the archive and we'll see what happens. But yes, the ongoing conversation. It's a very interesting time we're in. I do believe that we're at the place where a lot of us feel that it's time for us to do what we do. A lot of times we've been feeling out of place, in the wrong place in the world, at the wrong time. But now it feels like we're here at the right time, and we know enough about what we know about to be able to cope with the time. And potentially with anything that might happen in the nearer future. So people are getting prepared. They're getting prepared physically. They're getting food. They're learning how to do skills, craft skills, make things. You know, be self-sustaining, be sustainable. There's a lot of move towards that. But there's also a move towards community living. And one of the things that I'd like to see in the world is community loving. We have often been kind of forced together, but it would be nice to choose a group where love was the overarching reason that people are in the group, not because they have money or because they have skills, but because they're able to love. And I'm not, you know, not in any weird sort of sexual way, but I'm talking in terms of caring for each other and having a positive outlook on other people. If you have that, then I think you could be part of a community and contribute to it with whatever skills might come with that. But love would be the first criterion. And so, on that, I'm going to go out with some Janis Joplin. This is A Piece of My Heart.